أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله اصطفى آدم ونوحا وآل إبراهيم وآل عمران على العالمين. وقال تعالى: إذ قالت امرأة عمران ربي إني نذرت لك ما في بطني محررا فتقبل مني إنك أنت السميع العليم. As mentioned in the ayat which we discussed yesterday, that after Allah Ta'ala explained briefly how Allah had chosen certain people, Noah, Adam alayhi salam, Noah alayhi salam, Ali Ibrahim, the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ali Imran, the family of Imran, how Allah had chosen them. And Allah made it clear that salvation and proximity by Allah and to get saved from Jahannam and gain Jannat and the pleasure of Allah is only by following the man of Allah Ta'ala. And in our time, in this ummah, it is only following Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. That is the criteria Allah Ta'ala has made. So that was in brief Allah mentioned. Now in detail Allah explains the instances of these people. And also Allah explained about the Jews and Christians who went to extreme in their love of Allah but lack of knowledge. Though they had great knowledge, but in spite of that they made big mistakes. Like the Jews, for example, they went to the extent they called Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, na'uz billah, an imposter, a sahib, one who makes magic, a kadhib, a liar. They called him that. So to prove them wrong, Allah Ta'ala made it that when, according to their thinking, they went in to assassinate and kill Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah showed them that his beloved servants are not what you people are calling liars and are calling jadugar and that, but they are those that we lift them up bodily into the heavens. And Allah Ta'ala lifted Isa alayhi salatu wasalam from there. And that Allah Ta'ala's qudrat is so great that one of their men, Allah made him look instantly like Isa alayhi salam, and they killed him. And that is the wrong impression they got. So Allah Ta'ala showed that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is not that imposter, etc., what you Jews are saying. He's a very great servant of Allah Ta'ala. On the other hand, the Christians who made him so great that they made him God himself. They said he is a God. So Allah showed them also that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born like any other child is born from his mother, Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. And a God doesn't get born. And then after that he grew up like a child, just like other children. A God doesn't grow up like that. Allah is Allah. There is no change in Allah. There is no birth of Allah. There is no old age of Allah. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam finally came to old age also. And the changes which old age brings in a person's physique, in his way of life, etc., those are also all clear. Again, he becomes like a little child. So Allah Ta'ala showed that a God is not like that who goes through changes. So Isa alayhi salam, according to the Christians, that he was put on the cross and he died sacrificing for them, that a God is not like that, he becomes helpless and a God is put and crucified. A God, Allah, is absolute. He has got full power over everything. So Allah showed that the extremes of this are totally wrong. And the lesson for us that Allah has mentioned all this in the Quran Sharif, and we as Muslims are going to read the Quran Sharif, not the Christians and the Jews, that we see how Allah Ta'ala exposed all this. Allah didn't keep it a secret. All the terrible atrocities of the Jews, Allah, though they were their ahbar, they were ulama, and they were great ulama who had great knowledge. and they were the Ruhban, the pious people, and their piety was also of a very great level. But in spite of that, when they did wrong, Allah Ta'ala, in not one, two places, many places in the Quran Sharif, Allah exposed them and made it known that they are wrong. And especially when these people, the learned people and the pious people, make mistakes, they have to be exposed even more. Otherwise, the public will think they are very pious, very learned. What they do is right, which is exactly the condition now with us also. We just can't accept that ulama also make mistakes. Whereas in the history of Islam, great, great ulama have made mistakes, and their greatness they showed when they admitted we made mistakes. And they corrected themselves, and there are enough of such ulama. Then unfortunately, there are those ulama also who will never accept their mistake. They are wrong and they lead the people wrong. They are on the road towards Jahannam and they lead people on that road. So that is very dangerous, and the Quran has shown that such people have to be exposed. So in the details of that, Allah Ta'ala explains first about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and a little history of how he was born. إِذْ قَالَتْ اِمْرَاتُ عِمْرَانَ جَبْ كَهَا عِمْرَانَ كِي عَارَتْنَي. Allah says, remember that time and take the lessons which you have to take when the wife of Imran, her name was Hanna, the mother of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. When she was conceived and she became pregnant, then she made this dua to Allah Ta'ala. Rabbi inni nazartu laka ma fi batni muharrara. Ke ae Rabb, maine nazar kiya tere jo kuch mere pet mein hai. Oh Allah, I have handed over. I've made a nazar, I've made a vow that this what is in my stomach, this child, I'm giving him over fully to you. He is only going to be for your ibadat, for the service of deen. I won't take any work of dunya from him. He won't do anything of dunya. He'll be only for deen. So that is, she made the dua for the child that was in her stomach. And in that, it was in a subtle way she was making dua, oh Allah, give me a son, a male issue. Because this work cannot be done by a female. That she will be only in the masjid, only making ibadah. It wasn't the work of a female, it was the work of a male. So though she did not say clearly, she said, I'm making nazar of this child which is in my stomach, that he must be only for you who is in my womb, and he must only serve you. In that she actually meant that, Ya Allah, give me a son. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا in nazar ma fi batni muharrara fataqabbal minni, or so to mujhse qabool kar, and she humbled herself and begged Allah Ta'ala for acceptance, that this child which I am bearing, when he is born, let it be a boy, she actually meant, and accept it from me. I am doing it only for your pleasure, for no other reason but that you be happy. Innaka antas sami'ul alim, beshak tu hi asal sunne wala janne wala hai. Oh Allah, it is only you who is actually the hearer, and you hear my pleas and my dua. So accept my dua, my Allah. You are alim, you know my sincerity which is in my heart. I'm doing it only for your pleasure, that this child must be solely only for your ibadat, for deen, and he must be only in the masjid and making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا فِرْ جَبْ اُسْكُ جَنَا. And when she gave birth to this child, قَالَتْ رَبِّي إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَا. بُولِي اے رَبْ مَنَي تو اُسْكُ لَرْكِ جَنِي. She said, Oh my Allah, a girl has been born. I was expecting it to be a boy. I made nazar already that this child is not going to do any dunya's work. He's only going to do deen's work. And that was the work of a maid. But now a girl has been born. So Allah Ta'ala said, in between, what is called a jumla mu'tarida, like we will say in brackets. So Allah put that in between and said, Wallahu عالم و بیما وضعت, اور اللہ کو خوب معلوم ہے جو کچھ اس نے جنا. And Allah knows exactly what was in her womb. Was it a boy or a girl? And Allah knows it is a girl that she has given birth to, though she wanted a boy. And she made nazar of a boy, but a girl has been born. Allah Ta'ala knows perfectly. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى, اور بیٹا نہ ہو جیسے وہ بیٹی. And a boy is not like a girl, like that girl. In other words, Allah knew that from this girl, whom they had, when she was born, they named her Maryam, the mother of Isa alayhi salam. And Maryam in their language meant Abida, one who makes a lot of ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, who is devoted to the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, I know from this girl who is now just born, but what a boy I'm going to take out. That is, she will give birth to Isa alayhi salam, a great, great Nabi, a great Wali of Allah Ta'ala. Though you wanted a boy, I gave you a girl. But in this girl, in her future, I have kept a boy. And what a boy I have kept. A great, great Nabi I have kept. And so Maryam alayhi salam, then it reverts to her speech and she says, Wainni sammaituha Maryam, I've named her Maryam, one that will make the ibadat of Allah. And she, according to her mannat, she sacrificed him that she will be only for the masjid and only do the work of Allah Ta'ala. Wainni u'iduha bika, اور میں تیری پناہ میں دیتی ہوں. And oh Allah, I put her in your protection. You protect her. In here, we are taught the dua when our children are born. We should also make this dua. That Ya Allah, you protect this child. Do we all know what we are seeing, what is coming after us? Great weakness is coming and we cannot remedy that. We beg of Allah, Ya Allah, you look after our children. You keep them on deen. You protect them from all the fitnas which are all around. So she made that dua to Allah Ta'ala. وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا, اور اس کے اولاد کو. And also her children, that was Isa alayhi salam that was going to be born, all protect them from shaitan. Shaitan has vowed to mislead everyone. He even tries with the Anbiya, though he knows I've failed. I can never ever get through to the Anbiya. They are fully in the protection of Allah Ta'ala. But we must also make the dua. Oh Allah, protect our children. Save them from shaitan. Min ash-shaytani rajim. Shaitan mardood se. Shaitan has vowed. He's going to make his utmost effort to mislead people. So oh Allah, you protect my child, my little baby child, which she called Maryam, who was Abida. You protect her and let not shaitan interfere with her. So yeah, Allah gives the history right from that time about Christianity, about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, how he was born and how she grew up. So yeah, also we see clearly for us who read the Quran, we must take a lesson from here. If Allah gives us a daughter or a son, we must be happy. And we must use them for deen. That is the thing. And even if it's a girl who normally won't be able to do as much work as what a boy does, but Allah will give her such children. Though she is a girl, but Allah will give her such children that they will do work which many men also cannot do. The children which Allah will give them. So Allah Ta'ala guide us to the teachings of the Quran and to imbibe them and bring them in our lives.